Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really help her just have a lot of clarity and war against the deceptions of Satan so that she can overcome and bear fruit for your glory and just not get deceived. Ask all these prayers, your Father, your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. And going through just different scriptures that talk about the persecution that comes towards the end of the world. We're going to move on here to finishing up Daniel. It's Daniel chapter 11. We're going to move on to Revelation chapter 13. Start at verse 11. It says, "And I beheld another beast coming up from out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb, and spake as a dragon." Okay, so again, you see that lamb, okay, all that counterfeiting Christ stuff, okay, right? Because he's the lamb that has two horns like a lamb, okay? So it's counterfeiting him. All right, so you really just keep praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because it gets really deceptive. It really does, and only the Holy Spirit can pull you through. And he exerciseth, and just briefly, this is why you see this in the Bible, because if you see when Jesus is being tempted by Satan, Satan quotes scriptures, but he twists them, okay? And he even leaves certain parts out. And that's a devil, obviously, right? Okay. But then you hear the apostles, and they quote scripture, and the scripture is actually a little bit different. It's not exactly as the same as it's written in the Old Testament, but it's the Holy Spirit, okay? You really need to just be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can see the difference. You can see the two. Okay, this one's evil. Okay, that's a devil. This one is a spirit, and it is true, and it's prophecy, and he is fulfilling prophecy. It's just not worded exactly the same as the Old Testament, okay? But someone who doesn't have the Spirit, and this happens all the time, okay, people who like to doubt the Bible, they'll say, well, look, it's not the same there, and it's here, and then this is wrong here, and this is wrong there, and they don't have the Spirit, so they don't understand it. That's really all it boils down to. You have the Holy Spirit. It just makes sense. You can see, okay, no, that's a devil. He's trying to tell Jesus to kill himself. He's, you know, or to jump off a building and do something nuts. That's the guy. I wouldn't tell him to do that. And then over here, you see the scriptures and you're like, well, yeah, he is the Messiah. And that does fulfill scripture and that does match up. And how do you know the difference? The Holy Ghost, period. That's about it. Okay. You need to really be saved and really have the Holy Ghost and be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you really understand this stuff. Cause it's just like lights. Okay. It's like the lights are just turned on and you just have clarity and it just makes sense. Okay. And it's just revealed to you, and it's just a gift of the Spirit, okay? So that's why you really need to ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? Because this guy is going to be so tricky. And this verse 12, "And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed," okay? So you've got healing going on there, okay? You really need to be guarded, sisters, okay? Because, again, I mentioned this before, but in the book of Revelation, you're not really, the only place you're really seeing healing is here, okay, with the Antichrist. And you're seeing curses, okay, and wrath from the two witnesses. And then, of course, the wrath of God when he's fully revealed, okay? But the two witnesses happened before the return of Christ, okay? So you're seeing a lot of wrath, and it's coming from God, okay? And then the healing and the nicey-nicey stuff is, you know, the Antichrist. So really need to be careful, okay? Verse 13, lean not unto your own understanding, okay? And this is verse 13, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, okay? So he's counterfeiting, like, sort of like the Elisha miracles, okay? Again, so you're seeing a lot of miracles and workings and things like that, okay? And so he's having this great show of power. And why? Verse 14, and deceiveth all them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, okay? Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. Okay, so it's like this counterfeiting Christ stuff where he's resurrected, okay, healing, miracles, okay, old, you know, the miracle of Elijah with the fire from heaven, things like that, okay? It's just going to be a very tricky time. I'm going to go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she truly humbles her heart and sees that the Holy Ghost is really the only, she prays for the things that she needs, but she really sees that the Holy Spirit's what she really needs, that her eyes are open. That's really, really, really what she needs, and then everything else kind of falls into place after that, so she'll pray and ask for him. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.